All right, Bud Crawford, did you soak it all in? Did you have enough fun? Did you have enough time parading your win versus Earl the Truth Spence? Okay, all right, you got that. You got it, all right? Arguably pound for pound number one, fight of the year, two division undisputed world champion, three division world champion, future Hall of Famer. Cool, cool, but what you gonna do? Or you just gonna sit around and milk the victory? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that milking has been expired. It's time for Terrence Bud Crawford to get back in the ring. It's time for Terrence Bud Crawford to add more legacy to his legacy, to enhance his legacy. And there's not a lot of people that's calling out Terrence Bud Crawford. There's not a lot of people that's calling out Terrence Bud Crawford. All right? You just recently heard Tim Zoo's manager, you know, not truthfully wanting that fight next. It's not giving that type of energy that they really want to fight Bud Crawford next after the Sebastian Fundura fight this weekend. But we all know that there's another legacy fighter that's calling out Terrence Bud Crawford. And Terrence Bud Crawford seems like he's just putting him to the side. Just trying to shush him. Trying to belittle the call out. When it comes to Teofimo Lopez, the two division world champion, should have been recognized as the first two division undisputed world champion in the fourth belt era if it wasn't for the politics of the sport of boxing. Two lineals, beat the man in 135, beat the man in 140, carrying two lineal world titles, currently the junior welterweight WBO champion in 140-pound division, the junior welterweight division if you ain't know. And then you got Jerome Pouce Ennis. Jerome Pouce Ennis, if there's anybody that passes the eye test, nobody passes the eye test quite like Jerome Pouce Ennis. Jerome Pouce Ennis, the phenom in the sport of boxing. The phenom in the welterweight division that used to be one of the most lucrative division in the sport of boxing. Right? And if you follow the YouTube channel Punch Run Boxing, you already know who you're listening to. Punch Run Boxing, a.k.a. Mr. Moonshine himself, a.k.a. El Adobo, a.k.a. El Sazon, a.k.a. El Borracho, a.k.a. Cafe Bustelo, a.k.a. El Pastor de Boxeo. I said a long time ago that Jerome Pouce Ennis is going to be the second coming of Roy Jones Jr. And even people thought I was crazy back then. If you follow the channel, you know. I said it to Jerome Pouce Ennis when nobody was talking about Jerome Pouce Ennis. I said, this man is the next. Feel me? Potential fight with Keith Thurman. Potential fight with Earl Spence. Potential fight with Bud Crawford. Got the skills to pay the bills. Everybody that I just named right now got the skills to pay the bills. Huh? You already know the team from Lopez with the resume that he got right now. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And we already know that Bud Crawford's going to be a future Hall of Famer. Terrence Bud Crawford was calling out Canelo Alvarez after his, days or weeks after his win with Earl the Truth Spence, who was holding three titles in the welterweight division. But let's not forget that Bud Crawford was the favorite to beat Earl Spence. Bud Crawford was the favorite. Nothing that he do was really a surprise to a lot of people because he was favorite to win. It's not like he was an underdog. Oh my God, I didn't know that Bud Crawford could beat Earl Spence. Not maybe. In the manner that he beat him, maybe that's a little bit of a surprise for folks. But if you got the eye for talent, if you got the eye for fighters, if you got the eye for boxers, you know that Terrence Bud Crawford in every category is actually better than Earl the True Spence. Earl Spence is good, durable, big guy in the welterweight division, but we all know that Terrence Bud Crawford got a better jab. Terrence Bud Crawford got better movement. Terrence Bud Crawford got a better IQ. Terrence Bud Crawford got way he's unpredictable. Throw punches from different type of angles. Could switch from southpaw orthodox southpaw. You feel me? Got a lot of tools. Got a lot of wrinkles to his game. I always knew that Bud Crawford was gonna beat Earl the True Spence. We just didn't know how he was gonna beat him. I mean, it was a little bit of surprise that it was like a shutout. I don't think that Earl Spence won any rounds. I thought he would have won a couple. You feel me? I thought it was going to be durable because I thought that he was coming as the bigger guy. Pause. But all right. That was last year. We in 2024. And if he's going to be in, and look, Terrence Bud Crawford said that this is the Bud Crawford era. But shit, if it's going to be the Bud Crawford era, at least get in the ring. If this is going to be the Bud Crawford era, but there's no Bud Crawford in it. Cool. You're good. You're great. You could be an all-time great. But when we're talking about all-time great, then we're talking about other fighters and stuff like that. And that's when it get kind of tricky. People wanted to compare Terrence Bud Crawford to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, come on, y'all. I'm not Floyd Mayweather for champions after champions after champions after former champions after champions, unified champions. Hey, yo, look at the resume of Floyd Mayweather. Got Manny Pacquiao, got Miguel Cotto, got Shane Mosley, got Oscar De La Hoya, got Luis Castillo, got Ricky Hatton, got Sab Judah, got Chop Chop Corley. Man, he got a lot in that resume, bruh. He got a lot in the resume, bruh. Madonna. He got a lot of that resume, bruh. Terrence Bud Crawford, in my opinion, and I said this before, and some people want to debate or people want to be like, come on, Punch, what you talking about? What? I said that Terrence Bud Crawford is a first ballot Hall of Famer, as we all know it. But does he got a first ballot resume? Does he got a first ballot resume? Can you compare his resume to the Floyd Mayweather's, to the Oscar De La Hoya? Y'all already know Oscar De La Hoya, the golden one, the golden boy. Sixth division world champion. Come on, he fought everybody in their prime. Everybody. Huh? I Corte, Shane Mosley, Manny Pacquiao, huh? Julio Cesar Chavez, Pernell Whitaker, Hector Camacho, Tito Trinidad, Bernard Hopkins. Win, lose, or draw, he fought anybody and everybody. Fernando Vargas, Ricardo Mayorga. Fought everybody, bro. And you wouldn't even need to ask Oscar De La Hoya to fight somebody. And we understand that, but Crawford is feeling he's in his high horse right now. He's in the clouds. A lot of his fans is in the clouds too. Because after the victory, they're calling out Canelo Alvarez, trying to move three division up. I mean, look, we all good and we all praise a fighter that's trying to dare to be great. But then we also can identify the difference between dare to be great and trying to collect a 401k plan, a retirement paycheck. You know what I'm saying? Three division up to face Canelo Alvarez, the four division world champion, super middleweight, undisputed, King Nello, a.k.a. Cartelo, a.k.a. Cash Nello, a.k.a. Payday, a.k.a. get the fuck out of here, man. No, it doesn't make sense. A Boots Ennis makes sense. Wasn't it Bud Crawford that was saying a couple of years ago that they were trying to ice him out? Huh? Trying to ice him out. PBC trying to ice you out. Now you're going to do the same thing to Earl the True Spins? You're going to do the same thing? Teofimo Lopez is a legacy fight. There's people out there that be like, oh, nah, I don't think so. I don't want to see Teo versus Bud. What the hell you mean you don't want to see no Teo versus Bud? Why you don't want to see Teo versus Bud? Lineal versus lineal, pound for pound versus pound for pound. One of the most accomplished fighters of his young generation. What do you mean you don't want to see it? That's traditionally, realistically, daring to be great. If you don't want to see that fight, you ain't a boxing fan. If you don't want to see Jerome Boots Ennis versus Bud Crawford, you ain't a boxing fan. If you don't want to see Teofimo Lopez versus Bud Crawford, you ain't a boxing fan. Now, if you feel like, hey, yo, he's going to beat the crap out of Boots, he's going to beat the crap out of T.O., all right, but we're fight fans. We're trying to see somebody kick somebody's behind, right? That's why we watch. But I could tell there's a lot of fanagers, managers, financial advisors, huh? People want to be bodyguards to Bud Crawford, bodyguards with Kevin Costner to Whitney Houston, huh? Secret agents. Don't fight. He don't deserve it, Bud. T.O. doesn't deserve it. You saw how he performed versus Jermaine Ortiz. Boots hasn't fought nobody. You know what I'm saying? He could have fought Earl Spence. He could have fought these guys a long time ago when he was in the WBA. No, he was not. That's a narrative, folks. Jerome Boots Ennis was never one in the WBO. And that's the reason why he went to the IBF. He was already in the IBF, Frank in the IBF, but he went to the IBF to fight Karen for the vacant, not for the vacant, but for the IBF interim, because Bud was negotiating with Earl the True Spence. So knowing that Boots was not in the number one spot in the WBO, he was not in mandatory position in the WBO, but he was in mandatory. He had an opportunity to become in a mandatory position in the IBF. He took the Karen fight. So he left the WBO, in which Terrence Bud Crawford was the WBO champion prior to beating Earl the True Spence. So he went to the IBF route to make sure that the winner is going to have to face him and be mandated. Because if you're going to stay in the WBO, then he was not going to be mandated. Because, of course, and put it this way, if he would have stood in the WBO, for sure he was not going to be mandated. Because after the fight, they elevated Terrence Bud Crawford as a super champion in the WBO that he doesn't have to face a mandatory in 18 months. So he would not have to face his mandatory till January 2025. Thus, another narrative that says that, yo, if T.O. wants to fight Bud, why doesn't he use his WBO super champ status and petition to fight Bud Crawford? You can't. It ain't the same, because Bud Crawford is also a super champ and Teofimo Lopez is a super champ. So the super champ does not work. That petition is not going to work for Bud Crawford. It's not going to speed up the process. Paco already explained that to the Boxing Voice, Nestor Gibbs. That Bud Crawford's not going to be mandating the in the welterweight division until 18 months after his fight with Earl the True Spence, which lands on January 2025. The thing is, when we're talking about, we're praising Bud Crawford, he done a lot of things in the sport of boxing, great accomplishments. Compared to the other greats, I don't think it's really a comparison in terms of resume-wise. Fighting wise, maybe. Maybe. If y'all want to play fantasy fights, who wins him versus Hoya? I got Hoya. Who wins him versus Floyd? I got Floyd. But y'all can play the fantasy fight. But when it comes to resume, it don't match up to Manny Pacquiao, the 8-division world champion, 5-time lineal 12-time world champion, the ambassador, the son of the humanitarian, the greatest karaoke singer of them all, the GOAT, Manny Pacquiao. It doesn't match to him. In the welterweight division, I don't think that Bud Crawford even got a better resume than probably Earl Spence. Barely Keith Thurman. I mean, that's one thing about Bud Crawford. Yes, he's great. And his greatness pops out in terms of the way that he fights and the way that he finishes the fights and the way that he, you know what I'm saying, imposes will on his opponent. But when it comes to resume, that ain't no first ballot Hall of Fame resume. Ooh. I'm more impressed with T.O.'s resume. I'm more impressed with Devin Haney's resume. You feel me? I'm more impressed with them. And they got their resume by the age of 25. Can you imagine these guys fight all the way to the age of 36 and sustain their performances and their victories? Woo! Can you imagine what they'll earn? But Bud Crawford wanted to fight Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez shot that thing down. He said, no, I don't want to fight Canelo Alvarez. I'm sorry. Canelo Alvarez doesn't want to fight Bud Crawford because I already fought the undisputed 154-pounder in Jermell Charlo, and I ain't get no credit. What makes you think I'm going to get credit to fight a smaller guy, a smaller undisputed, in Bud Crawford? There's also a narrative that says that people that don't agree on a potential fight with Teofimo Lopez and Bud Crawford is that, yo, but what does T.O. has to offer Bud Crawford? He's not going to give him anything. But yet this community, I mean, 80% of the people want to see Canelo Alvarez versus David Benavidez. And I've been one of the minorities to say, what is David Benavidez bringing to the table, right? I threw that out there, even though I want to see the fight, and I believe that's one of the primary fights in the sport of boxing, but I threw that out there because you can't shame Canelo Alvarez to fight David Benavidez. I'm not shaming Bud Crawford to fight Teofimo Lopez nor Boots Ennis, right? But if you're trying to say that it is the Bud Crawford era and Tim Zeus people, and let me read what the Boxing Voice put out there, what Tim Zeus' manager said. Y'all already know that Bud Crawford used his super champ. See, he used his super champ to petition for the WBO champion, which is Tim Zhu. But Tim Zhu's not a super champ. So, see, Bud could do to Tim Zhu what Teofimo Lopez can't do to Bud, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Because he's a super champ, so you just can't mandate the super champ, right? But the super champ could use that to get a champion from a different... a regular WBO champion from a different weight class or whatever. This is what Glenn Jennings. Glenn Jennings, manager of Tim Tszyu, tells the Boxing Voice that they will consider vacating the WBO to make a Spence fight, meaning that Tim Tszyu is rather fight Errol Spence than Bud Crawford, right? The WBO to make Spence fight, but he prefers to table that conversation until Monday. He did say they are willing to fight Crawford next, but being able to go in with Spence first is just from a manager standpoint. But we also seen Tim Tszyu in other interviews explaining that, I mean, he got some type of grudge with Earl the True Spence, that he really want to get that work. He really want to get that fight. What I'm saying about this is if Bud Crawford feels like this is his era, but you're not fighting ever since you claim that this is your era, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? I mean, everybody's fighting. I mean, Devin Haney is about to fight twice before you said that it was his era. Bill Haney and Devin Haney said that this is the Devin Haney era. How they fighting more than you? And this is your era. Canelo Alvarez is going to be fighting more than you, because Canelo Alvarez already fight Jermell Charlo, going to be fighting Jaime Munguia. How this is your era, Bud Crawford? It's because you're in your high horse, you in the clouds, you're milking this victory and think that you're gonna be the money man and gonna get all the envelopes, all the money, all the cash thrown at you like a stripper and stuff like that because of your win with Earl the True Spence. You still got work to do. You still got the resume to enhance. And you got potential great opponents to enhance your legacy. You got a Teofimo Lopez. In all reality, people would, regardless if you respect it or not, but let's be real. Let's be real. Teofimo Lopez is more accomplished than anybody in Bud Crawford's resume. Let me repeat that. Whether you like Teofimo Lopez or not, whether you like his last performance versus Jermaine Ortiz or not, Teofimo Lopez has the best accomplishment than anybody in Bud Crawford's resume. Can't deny that. You can't debate that. You can't. It's the truth. Now, if y'all want to say, okay, Bud Crawford will be the favorite to beat Teofimo Lopez, okay, well, let that happen. But for the people that's going to be like, no. Can you imagine in 1980, if I would have told you in 1980, yo, I don't want to see Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard. You would think I'm crazy. Today, you would think I'm crazy. But let's go back. Let's just go back to 1980. Let's make believe that we're in the 1980s and stuff like that. Staying alive. Turn that music off. Let's say we in 1980 right now. Watching Scarface. Ain't Scarface 1980? 1981? Something like that? 1983? Something like that? 1980. Let's see. Right? And I will tell you, I want to see Roberto Duran move up to the welterweight division and fight Sugar Ray Leonard. The way that y'all think now, y'all would be like, I don't want to see that fight. Yo, Roberto Duran, man, he lost to De Jesus. Imagine what Sugar Ray Leonard would do to him. Right? Y'all be thinking the same thing. This was 1980. You wouldn't like me saying, because some of y'all wouldn't like me saying, Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Right? Excuse me. How about in 1985? Now, let's take it back. Let's go. Let's say this was 1985, and I will tell you, man, I think that Tommy Hearns should move up to fight Marvin Hagler. The way that y'all think today, when we're talking about in reference to Teofimo Lopez and Bud Crawford, you will be like, man, I don't want to see that fight, yo. Moving up. Come on, man. Come on, man. I don't want to see that fight, bro. I don't want to see that fight. He lost to Sugar Ray Leonard, bro. He lost to Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't want to see that fight, man. He had a majority decision with Fred Benitez. What you think a middleweight's going to do to him? Even though that, yes, Hagler whoop him. but everybody just remember the first round. The best first round in the history of the sport of boxing. Nobody remember that it only lasted three rounds, because when we talking about the golden era of boxing and the good old days, you always bring up, remember Hagler versus Hearn? Hearn versus Hagler? Hearn versus Leonard? Leonard versus Durang? Durang versus Leonard? Durang versus Hagler? Didn't Durang moved up to fight Hagler too? Huh? Do you think that was a mistake? Do you think that was a bum fight? Because most of the people think that Marvin Hagler was going to beat Roberto Durang? Huh? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. But anyway. I would like to see that fight, Teofimo Lopez versus Bill Crawford, or I would like to see Jerome Boots Ennis get an opportunity, the boogeyman of the welterweight division, get an opportunity, because he's been in position for an opportunity to fight Bill Crawford. Why am I mentioning these names, though? But I'm mentioning these names because these are the only guys that's actually calling out Bill Crawford. Why is Bill Crawford actually trying to act like they nobodies? That's the issue. Bud Crawford, he's in his high horse, like, think that, oh, man, these guys getting calling me out. It seems like every time that somebody calls out Bud Crawford, like, he find like a disrespect. You don't got a lot of fights. Ain't a lot of people lined up to fight you. Pick T.O. or pick Boots. Pick Boots or pick T.O. I think it would be a great money fight and legacy fight with T.O., and I think it would be a great fight between a lot of people that actually compare his style and Boots' style to Terrence Bud Crawford. More of a flashy, though. Boots is more flashy, more entertaining in terms of the flashiness and showmanship. Both of these guys are showmanship. How many showmen is in the sport of boxing? We got T.O. He know how to show off in the ring. Boots Ennis know how to show off in the ring. Ben Whitaker and stuff like that. These guys are bringing entertainment. Bring that entertainment in the ring versus Bud Crawford, bro. Bud Crawford, what you waiting for? A Tim Tszyu? Put it this way, folks. Why Bud want Tim Tszyu anyway? I'm cool if Jermell Charlo was ready to fight Bud as well. But think about this. Why does Bud want to face Tim Tszyu rather than face Boots Ennis? Why did Keith Thurman and Terrence Bud Crawford jump in to fight Tim Tszyu? And you can't tell me it's about Australia, because Keith Thurman was not going to fight Tim Tszyu in Australia. So you can't tell me this is in Australia, you're going to pack a stadium and things of that nature. No. It's because they know that Tim Tszyu, one of the phenom in 154-pound division. He's more of a belt holder than a champion, because he didn't beat Jermell Charlo, who is undisputed in my eyes still. Even though they got stripped from his titles, I think that's effed up. But whatever. It's because Tim Tszyu don't got the movement, don't got the flashiness, don't got the awkwardness, don't got the unpredictability that Boots brings to the table. What about T.O.? What they say about Teofimo Lopez?
Come on, man. Teofimo Lopez, look how he performed with Jermaine Ortiz. Look how he performed versus Sandor Martin. Look how he performed versus Cambosos. What you think? Come on, man. What you think Teofimo Lopez going to do with Bud Crawford if he struggled with them?
But yet, another narrative needs to be debunked by yours truly. Y'all say that Teofimo Lopez's problem is he fights to the level of his competition. That Teofimo Lopez fights to the level of his competition. Well, damn it, if Teofimo Lopez fights to the level of his competition, then he will fight to the level of Bud Crawford. If that's the narrative. You just can't see it that he fights to the level of his competition when it comes to Jermaine Ortiz, Sandor Martin, and George Camboso. What about the level of his competition when he faced other pound-for-pound fighters like Vasiliy Lomachenko? When he fought him. Huh? Richard Comey, champion. Huh? When he fights champion and elite fighters, how does he perform? When Teofimo Lopez fights champions and elite fighters, how does he perform? So keep that same energy. Keep that same energy, folks. If he fights to the level of his competition, then you know how he fought versus Vasiliy Lomachenko in 135, and that's what got him the lineal title. Beat the man to be the man. Undisputed bout. Y'all know it. Let's stop playing the fool for the people. Stop playing the fool. I know it caters to your little narrative. I know it caters to your little argument to say Teofimo Lopez was never undisputed because Devin Haney had the belt. Man, please stop it. If you could identify the politics in the sport of boxing, then you could recognize the truth. All right? You could recognize the mother effing truth. And then he went to the 140-pound division and beat the man, the undisputed, Josh Taylor. But Josh Taylor vacated his belts because he didn't want to pay no sanctioning fees. But that doesn't mean you do not still see him as an undisputed, just like I still see Jermell Charlo as an undisputed because he never been beating a 154-pound division. Just like I see Canelo Alvarez still as the undisputed at 168. If you could identify the politics, you could recognize the truth. So that's why we recognize Teofimo Lopez as undisputed. That's why Derrick James told Terrence Bud Crawford leading up to the Errol Spence fight, Teofimo Lopez did it, because everybody in the industry knows what it is. So how about Bud give him that? How about it? Because in all reality, if it wasn't for the politics of the sport of boxing, we just wouldn't be talking about. We'll be talking about undisputed versus undisputed. So I'll downplay it a little bit. Lineal versus lineal. Still important. Still important. There's some people that are going to be like, oh, well, what about if T.O. wants Bud, let him go to the 147-pound division and get boots. Hey, I like that fight too. But I don't think that Teofimo Lopez needs to go through test with what he already accomplished to get a Bud Crawford. See, I don't want Bud Crawford to become who he hate. Talking about the PBC and what they did to him, right? Don't become who you hated. When you was in 140-pound division, you was calling out Keith and Tom Thurman. When you was undisputed and you was lineal champion in 140, you was calling out Keith and Tom Thurman and Earl the True Spence. You wanted that shot. You knew that you would need to go through a bunch of people to get the shot. Same thing for Tio. As a matter of fact, when Josh Taylor beat Jose Ramirez to become undisputed, the potential fight with Bud Crawford was Josh Taylor. Guess what Teofimo Lopez did to Josh Taylor? So for those, whether you like it or not, whether you respect it or not, humble yourself and let's be real. Stop playing, stop picking and choosing because y'all was okay with Josh Taylor getting the Bud Crawford fight, moving to the 147-pound division after the Jose Ramirez fight. So quit it. I don't know what Teofimo Lopez did to some of y'all mud heifers. I don't know what he did. Stole y'all woman, kiss your sister, date your sister, pregnate your aunt, pregnate your cousin, went to the barbecue and stuff like that and snatched a whole bunch of females and took them home and stuff like that, had crazy babies with her. I don't know. I don't know why y'all so mad at Tio. Let him talk crazy. Let his dad talk crazy. Damn it, it's a crazy damn sport anyway. I like craziness anyway. Everybody got a green eye to be crazy in the sport of boxing. They talking ish amongst each other. He ain't talking ish about you, fan. And even if you don't like T.O., then you should want Bud Crawford to whip his behind, right? If you don't like T.O., let Bud Crawford do what he do, right? If you don't like T.O., you hate T.O., don't you want to see Teofimo Lopez get his ass whooped? Let him get whooped. Now, when it comes to boots, I want to see the fight with Crawford as well. Bud Crawford is in position, but he still ain't the cash cow of the sport of boxing. He ain't the king, bro. I mean, he could be arguably pound for pound, even though that I got Naoya Inoue as number one pound for pound. Also because of activity as well. Inoue in the span of 12 months become a two-division undisputed world champion. And moved up at that, beating Stephen Fulton undefeated. And then right after that, unified the titles with Tapales. Fight of the year, I give it to Naoya Inoue. It was a hell of a year. 2023, a hell of a year. But if somebody going to be like, this is the Bud Crawford era, I don't think that this is even close. I don't think it's the Bud Crawford era. He probably should have fought Boots Ennis in December of 2023. Probably he would have been really fight of the year, in my opinion. Maybe Bud Crawford is what people used to say about Teofimo Lopez when he beat Vasiliy Lomachenko, that he was in his high horse, right? People said they kept on talking about the Vasiliy Lomachenko when they looked past Kambosos, right? For the people that don't want to acknowledge that he was not fit to be inside that ring, right? No excuses, whatever, right? But people thought that he was parading. People thought that he did it already. That's it with Vasiliy Lomachenko. If you feel like that about Teofimo Lopez, man, y'all should feel it the same way about Terrence Bud Crawford. I ain't never seen Terrence Bud Crawford talk so much, do so much interviews, go into parties. You see him everywhere and stuff like that. Damn, Terrence Bud Crawford is really feeling himself. But it's time to get back to work. The good things about great athletes is that they take their wins like they take their losses. Sometimes you need to take your losses. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. That's one of the things I like about Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, he get his ultimate win. He's back in the ring. That was like back in the days. Back in the days, hey, win, lose, or draw, you get back in the ring. Julio Cesar Chavez, they didn't Julio Cesar Chavez for Medrick in the same 12-month span. He fought Frankie Randall twice, Pernell Whitaker, and Medrick Taylor, and two other bouts. He fought six times in the span of 6 times in the span of 12 months. And great wins, too. He didn't sit around and just mesmerizing. That's almost like when you shoot, when you hit a good three-pointer and you keep your arm, you know what I'm saying, on your follow-through, you just keep it up. Man, get back on defense, bro. The game ain't over. The game ain't over, bud. Stop mesmerizing on that win versus Earl True Spence. That was the biggest fight. His whole career, he was waiting for the biggest fight. All his pay-per-views all flopped, right? Now you got the biggest fight, right? Keep that momentum if it's your era. Not everybody has to fight the best of the best, like the 50-50 fights, right? No legends did that like that. Oscar De La Hoya, that's an exception right there, because he was fighting elite after elite, top guy after top guy. Pause. But what's available for Bud Crawford? Again, what's available for Bud Crawford, and who wants Bud Crawford? I gotta want the guy. That's one thing I learned about. We should all learn about Tio. When Tio was calling out Lomachenko for years, he wanted it. He wanted that guy. When Tio got his set on that fighter, he performs how he performs versus Vasiliy Lomachenko. He performs how he performs. They was calling out Josh Taylor before they got in the ring with Vasiliy Lomachenko. There was already fantasizing or trying to manifest to move up to the 140. Money got in the way with Triller, and it was money they couldn't resist. But Teofimo Lopez was on his way to go after Josh Taylor. Bud Crawford, he ain't gonna get the Canelo fight. There was rumors he was gonna fight Chris Eubank Jr. That's not that I heard that rumor was debunked. Tim Zhu's gonna be fighting, or what happened? What about Tim Zhu gets stitches or something with a broken hand? You gonna wait on that? WBO said that it's gonna take 5 days for them to go into negotiations right after the fight in 5 days. That quick? I think it might be an upset with Sebastian Fundora. Do you want to see Bud Crawford versus Sebastian Fundora? I mean, yeah, Bud Crawford could become a four-division world champion as a legacy fight to him, right? And I know it might be a good wave. The winner, whoever the winner is, I know that Tim Zhu, he got a good wave. He got a good wave. But as of right now, listening to his team, it doesn't seem like they genuine about that fight. That doesn't mean they hype about that fight. So you know what? What about T.O.? What about Boots? There's people that wanted Boots, that want the Boots fight more than T.O. But again, Boots has been inactive as well. And that's why probably I'm not even hyping that fight as much as a T.O. and a Crawford. Because I know the legacy behind the T.O. versus Crawford. We're talking about already two potential Hall of Famers already. First ballot Hall of Famers. The accomplishment, the hardware is there. Can you imagine if, think about this. Teofimo Lopez brings all the belts that he's accomplished with him to the ring. And Terrence Bud Crawford brings all the belts that he's accomplished into the ring. Shit. It'd be like we was on some treasure hunt or something like that. Like we found the treasure. So much gold. That's what it's all about, right? As a boxing fan. Yo, but look how he fought with Jermaine Ortiz. So you trying to tell me that Bud Crawford's going to run? What happened to the saying that styles make fights? Did Teofimo Lopez perform perfectly versus Jermaine Ortiz? No, he didn't perform. He didn't perform perfectly versus the Boston Marathon runner, aka Jermaine Ortiz, that didn't take advantage of his first opportunity of a world title. That probably if he didn't ran too much, he had an opportunity to actually win the fight. But certain fighters are just there to survive, and there's certain fighters just there to, and it's just there to be great and want to be great in the pursuit of being great. And that's something you can take away from Teofimo Lopez. Just spoke to Teofimo Lopez Sr., his dad, and he wants to fight as well. They cornered for this fight. This is what Teofimo Lopez Sr. had to say when I interviewed him on his thoughts. On his thoughts on fighting Terrence Bud Crawford.
And against nobody, everybody that steps in that ring, I respect. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like when people start saying, oh, you better stay down there with the little kids. You know what I'm saying? Stay down there with the little boys. Why little boys, bro? We only want weight division from you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Terrence is at 147.
Facts.
I want Terrence Crawford. We want him. Come on, let's fight. Let's have a good time and fight, man. The best against the best. That's all that matters. Two lineal belt holders. So don't come over here and criticize my son that he's too small or he's crazy when he has the two same fucking belts you have. He's got the same two belts we have. He did it at 140, did it at 147, we did it at 135, we did it at 140. What's the difference? We're right there. You know? Shut me up, bro. That's what everybody want to do. Shut me my mouth up. Please beat up my son. That's what I want. My son has never been wobbled. Ever. They scared. Of a young buck that's coming to eat you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got nothing against Terrence Crawford. When I see him, we'll see each other. You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk. You know, whatever happens, happens, bro. But we're not aggressive, bro. We don't want no fucking problems. Yo, we want to fight in the ring and have a good time and entertain the crowd. That's what we want to do, man.
And dare to be great. Oh, that's it.
There you go. And, you know, if my son is so easy, then take the fight. Let's make it happen.
Hey, I like the energy. Who's calling out Bud Crawford like this? Bud Crawford should not shy or should not push this away. He should attend to this call out. He should accept this call out. He should accept the fight. If he's so easy, wouldn't it be easy money? And you put T.O. in your resume? Huh? And there's also a backstory about this. After Teofimo Lopez fought Jermaine Ortiz, and he was in medical, Teofimo Lopez and Teofimo Lopez Sr. told me that he was waiting, that Bud Crawford was waiting for Teofimo Lopez because prior to the fight, of course, Teofimo Lopez been calling out Bud Crawford. You know? Also called the Mugly and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Use choices of words. Let me see if this was Teofimo Lopez had things to say about Bud Crawford leading up to the leading up. This was actually after his fight with Jermaine Ortiz, and I had I was chopping it up with Teofimo Lopez on my YouTube channel. Everybody subscribe to the YouTube channel, Punch Drunk Boxing. Punch Drunk Boxing, and also follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, formerly known as X. This is what Teofimo Lopez had to say about Bud Crawford. Give me 1 second. I'm going to load this up right quick so y'all can hear what he had to say. So y'all can hear what Teofimo Lopez had to say about Terrence Crawford. Right here. Yeah, man, he was lit.
You as a super champion, so would you petition the WBO to make you the mandatory to Bud Crawford at 147?
You know, you just gave me a good idea. Yeah, I should. I'm sure Paco would like to do that anyways.
Yeah, I think that because he got you as super champion, so all you got to do now is petition because, you know, I think that would be,
I asked him a question about petitioning, but I also forgot that Bud Crawford at the time was also a super champion. So even though he petitioned, he was never going to get the fight or the opportunity to fight him right away because of, because of the status of Bud Crawford as well. They both got the same status.
Never petitioned in my life, you know that?
You never had a marinated good fight. You wanted Loma, you got Loma. You wanted Taylor, you got Taylor. Now you're calling out Bud Crawford. Hey, it may come soon. Man, you about, yeah. The manager... Top rank petition that to the WBO get Bud Crawford. If he runs to 154, then you know that he ran from you.
Crawford is a human, just like me. We bleed the same. He just uglier. That motherfucker ugly. Ugly. Fucking ugly. I don't know how this man gets fucking. I don't even know how he gets John. Like, I don't. Nigga's ugly. Shit. But he even fights ugly. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Man, we're going to have to call that out when it happens, man. Overall, though, other than that...
Why not call out Shakur Stevenson? Why Keyshawn Davis, Shakur Stevenson, 135? That would be a hell of a fight right there. Why they don't fight?
Because they butt buddies.
Oh.
They butt buddies. They're not going to fight each other. They're friends, like good friends. I don't know how good, but they're good friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did boxing become a friendship?
Like, you was friends with Rolly, and you like, fuck it.
I said, freak that, man. You in my weight class. You a champion. I'm a champion, but I'm the king of this division. So, F you. I ain't playing with that. Now we competition, bro. I mean...
That's what he had to say about, because when Teofimo Lopez called out Bud Crawford, then, you know, Keyshawn Davis, who is his, you could say also is with Bud Crawford camp and Shakur Stevenson, they all, you know what I'm saying? And that's like the group, you know what I'm saying? Friends, brotherhood, entourage, you know what I'm saying? So when Teofimo Lopez called out, Bud Crawford, the Shakurs and Keyshawn also were a part of Teofimo Lopez. You know what I'm saying? And I think that right there, like, it's almost like what Floyd Mayweather did with Keith Thurman and pushing. I ain't gonna say he pushed him, but it just looked like that, right? That when Floyd Mayweather told Keith Thurman, if you wanna fight me, go fight Earl the True Spence first back in the days. But look, I think it's a good fight. I think that Bud Crawford should not be, you know, just sitting around and just mesmerized off the win, you know, milking his victory, but milk it in the ring, but just not milk it and just wait on it, because I think that's what it is. And to be honest, I think that That performance by Bud Crawford versus Earl of True Spence was so good, so dominant. I'm not sure. And I could be wrong, but I'm not sure that Bud could do it like that again. I don't think he could do it like that again and surprise the people and the magnitude of the fight that it was. I think he did surprise a couple of people in the performance. They didn't think that Earl Spence was going to be that easy because I think people thought highly of Earl Spence as well. But if he fights anybody else and doesn't do anything remotely to that or even more devastated, a greater win than that, a greater performance than that, then people will be like, you know, that will mess up probably the value. See, right now, Bud Crawford's living in this illusion. Not him, but I'm talking about the fans. They're living in this illusion because of that performance. They even think that he can move up three divisions up to fight the king, Canelo Alvarez. Because of that performance. People are a slave to that performance. That because people are a slave to the performance of Bud Crawford versus Earl of True Spence, and people didn't like the performance of Teofimo Lopez versus Jermaine Ortiz, the momentum of that fight, now I can understand that. In terms of performance, yes, the momentum of that fight might not make sense. But ladies and gentlemen, this is boxing. This is 100-plus year in the sport of boxing. Do you know how many fights, mega fights, was made, and one of the fighters that was part of that mega fight did not perform great prior to that performance? Zab Judah did not perform great before fighting Floyd Mayweather, but it was still a mega fight. Muhammad Ali did not perform great before the Sonny Liston fight. Got dropped a couple of times in his career, right? That's why a lot of people thought that he was going to kill him, and he still performed and beat Sonny Liston and TKO Sonny Liston. So for the people that are trying to write this fight off because of base of performances, you don't want to contradict yourself, because you're going to say that styles make fights. You're just as good as your last fight. Stop it. You're not just as good as your last fight. Because styles make fights. If we're going to go by that type of myth, then guess who debunked that? Once again, another narrative, or probably the last narrative I'm going to debunk. You're just as good as your last fight. Well, how did Teofimo Lopez perform versus Sandor Martin? How did he perform versus Josh Taylor? So you're not just as good as your last fight. How did Teofimo Lopez perform versus Nakatani, and then how he performed versus Richard Comey the following fight? So see, Teofimo Lopez has been debunking all these narratives, and I'm debunking all these narratives with action, with performances, with accomplishments. Let's see the fight. But Bud Crawford, he can't just be just holding his win hostage, put it that way. It's time to do more. If you want to be in the conversation of the best resume or greater than Floyd Mayweather, there's a lot more to do. There's a lot more to do in terms of enhancing that resume, because the hardware is there. But when we go and dissect the resume, when it's time to compare you with the other greats, and I'm not saying that Terrence Crawford is not an all-time great, but compared to the ones that they want to compare him to, he got a long way to go in terms of that resume. But you know what? You could put a T.O. in there. And then after this T.O., you could fight him in June. And then after that, you could fight probably, June, July, August, September, October. Maybe in October. October, you back in the ring with the winner of Tim Zhu and Fundora. And then become a four-division world champion. Now you put in legacy after legacy after legacy. And T.O. still in his prime. Tim Zhu will be on his prime. Or Sebastian Fundora will be on his prime. Or maybe you could get a Jermell Charlo. You understand what I'm saying? There's still fights. Or get Boots Ennis. Boots Ennis is a champion in the welterweight division. Of course, he's a belt holder because he didn't really beat the champion. But because of the belt, it gives you another legacy opportunity. I don't know. Let me know what you think. This is Punch Drunk Boxing, a.k.a. Mr. Moonshine himself. Shout out to Terrence Bud Crawford. Shout out to Teofimo Lopez and Boots Ennis. I think it's time for... I think it's not in no disrespect way in saying that Bud Crawford should get off his high horse. I think it's time to stop riding a horse and pick your fight and get right back in the horse. Put it that way. But pick your fight. It's time to stop riding the horse for now. Stop the parade. The parade is over. That's it. I think you milked that win long enough. It's time to get back in the ring. It's time to enhance your legacy, enhance that resume, and be the great fighter that everybody say that you are and that we think that you could be. You know what I'm saying? I think you got a lot of time. Let's not forget that Floyd Mayweather got a major contract by the age of Terrence Bud Crawford, the age of 36. And Floyd Mayweather, around this time, was busier than Bud Crawford. But you called it the Bud Crawford era. This ain't the Bud Crawford era if you not fighting in that era. Let me know what y'all think, man. Subscribe to the channel, Punch Drunk Boxing. Subscribe to this podcast. Love y'all. Y'all already know God first, everything second. Fight plus survive equals true champions. The best investment you can make in your heart is have God in your heart. Build that, strengthen that, and you're going to be living in the kingdom of heaven. Love you. God bless. And on to the next.